You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Success. Today we are speaking with Steve P. Young, who is the founder at Pixel Happy, where he helps companies with their app promotion. Steve, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Glad to be here.
Yeah, the pleasure is certainly ours as well. So first of all, for starters, what are some common mistakes when creating the first app?
You know, I think what I've seen, so I host a podcast as well called App Masters, and I've interviewed over 300 people. And what I've seen is that sometimes when you're building your very first app, you're very excited. So you're thinking more about the product and less about the marketing aspect of it. And that's what you have to put into it as well. And so I would spend a lot of time, just as equal time, putting your energy into the product and marketing and divvy that up into maybe half-half. You need a good product to have a good marketing campaign, but you can't forget about the marketing. So that's definitely number one. The other thing that I see a lot of first-timers make a mistake of is just putting too many features into an app. And so they really think, unlike a website or anything else, we're less forgiving in the mobile space. And so really think about how to get a user to that end goal as quickly in as little time, in as little taps as possible. So really think about those features. But a lot of times they put way too many features into their apps.
That certainly makes sense. What are some common mistakes when launching an app?
I think I kind of alluded to this in the first part, but really, really thinking about the marketing aspect of it. It's not enough these days to just put an app out there on Google Play or Apple and think that by miracle, these two big, gigantic companies are going to pick you up and promote you. And so you really have to think about your marketing channel, whether that's press, whether that's just through partnerships, whether that's through influencers. Really think about what that strategy is going to be and what's going to be best for you. Not all apps are going to be best for press, right? And so really kind of think about what you would do to get the word out there, because a lot of times people think that just by having an app into the app store that you're going to make it suddenly, and that's just not the truth.
And let's touch on PR. Why is PR important for a launch of an app?
I think PR is one of the best channels. I think there's a couple of different channels that most app developers can use. So, you know, you can go through partnerships and maybe somebody has a huge list or a huge social media following and they can help you promote your app. But with PR, what in the other different campaign that I want to allude to as well, Eric, is that you can do paid acquisition as well. And with PR, what I've found is that, look, you can get some huge success, meaning you can drive thousands and thousands, hundreds of thousands of downloads on a very little budget, or you can have a tanker. So if your product's not very good, well, PR is just not going to pick it up. But what PR can do is if you've got a really good product, then it could really exponentially grow your downloads. And, you know, I tell a story about Square, the app with the that allows you to swipe your credit cards on your iPhone. And in the early days, they had three PR people because they knew just how important it would be to the success of their company. Three PR people with a team of 10. And so that's 30% of the company that they had. And so PR is huge, especially when you're trying to get awareness for your app. If you can find a company that has some decent connections that knows the space a little bit, PR is going to be phenomenal for your app success.
Today we're joined by Steve P. Young, the founder of Pixel Happy, where he helps companies with their app promotion here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Steve, what are some of your favorite tools when approaching reporters?
Yes, yeah, so this is a topic that I love. This is what I do. I mean, this is where I run this agency where we specifically help app companies with their PR. But for those who are on a budget and you want to try it out on your own, the couple of tools I'll mention, Eric, is I like Yesware a lot. I've been using that a lot more, reaching out to reporters, and that allows me to sort of track their opens, their clicks, see what they're engaging with, and then follow up respectively. So if they opened it but they never responded, I can send up a quick follow-up and say, hey, just wanted to follow up and see if you're interested in covering this app. So it allows you to kind of see the data. A lot of times we don't know. And a lot of times what I see is developers or anybody that's trying to promote their own self is their subject line really stinks. And so with Yesware, you can try out a couple of different subject lines and go out to different publications, maybe the smaller publications, and see which subject line really resonates with these smaller publications. Then go out to the bigger ones and use the winning subject line on that. The other tool I love is Help a Reporter, and that's a great tool for you. If you're on a budget, again, you can go to the website, and these are journalists from really top publications such as Huffington Post, Entrepreneur, Inc. These are journalists looking for sources for their story. And so it's another great way to leverage press at the same time. This is great for like post-launch stuff. And so you can get coverage after you've launched and build up your brand as a thought leader through this website.
And lastly, how about giving us some tips when reaching out to reporters?
Yeah, I would say start early. You know, there's a few words that we love to use in our agency that in our subject lines. So words like early scoop and then first look, that allows you, reporters generally open that, because most of the time I get pitched to because of my podcast. And a lot of times it's too late, meaning that it's just live. Now, hey, it's live. You never told me about the app couple of weeks ago or even a month ago. You're just telling me now, like, hey, go check it out, but I don't even know you. So you really have to start building that relationship early on and using words like early scoop or first look to start engaging with the reporters early on in the process allows you to really build that relationship. And then so that when you say, hey, it's live, they've heard about you a little bit, or they either showed interest or they don't want to. You know, if maybe they didn't show interest, you might not want to email them again. But if they did show interest, at least then you can say, hey, it's live. Would you want to cover it? And they generally do after that.
Well, Steve, really helpful information. Certainly appreciate the information shared here today. Where can listeners connect with you and get more information about Pixel Happy?
Yeah, so you can, if you need some promotion for your app company, go check out pixelhappy.com. And if you want some of the free stuff, I do host a podcast as well. It's called appmasters.co. You can check that all that out. But thanks, Eric. I really appreciate the time to talk here.
You bet. Likewise, Steve. Have a great day, and thanks for spending a moment with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks.
We've been speaking with Steve P. Young, the founder at Pixel Happy, where he helps companies with their app promotion. And once again, the website's of reference, it's pixelhappy.com as well as appmasters.co. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.